The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Well, I think we should just bring on Paulie, better known as Burt Young.
They're talking about a movie called Creed.
You know what, though? You better have Paulie in that movie.
If they dump me, it'll be sacrilegious.
Hi, from Mario Lopez. Mario, how's it going tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you got a lot of Hollywood hotties getting on you, or what? And you were like a Miley Cyrus, that shit works. You know, I mean, you
I haven't known her since she was a little girl. She's real sweet, and, you know, she's grown up.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, she has.
Mr. Gianni Russo played Carlo Rizzi in the original Godfather.
James Caan. Ah, so
forgetful. He broke two of your ribs, you saying?
Were the kicking when I crawled out?
Yeah.
Going to the fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
We want to introduce Mr. Bach Wooten.
How many bouncers did you take out at that one time in Sweden?
There were five of them, so I had every one I dropped, but they were keep coming back up, you know? So,
Mario Andretti. Mario, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, guys. Greg, one question. Yes. If I call you the rambling freak, will you squash me like a bug?
Welcome to Extreme Radio. This is Joe Pietaro here, my partner in crime, as always, Greg Valentino. Greg, we got a great show tonight, and leading us off is going to be none other than Sebastian Bach.
I love it, Joe. I love it. I'm a big fan. I think we got to just bring him on, man.
Let's just get him on, man. No sense in wasting time. Sebastian, what's going on, man? How's it going?
How you guys doing? Good morning.
How you doing?
We are off to a good start.
That's the way to do it, bro. Hey, listen, fucking heavy metal, fucking hair band, that's it. Tell us about the
fucking
new album that came out in April, man.
Yes, I have a new record called Give 'Em Hell with Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, playing bass, John Five from Rob Zombie's band on guitar, Steve Stevens from Billy Idol on guitar. And it's the number 3 top-selling hard rock album on Billboard today.
Hey, Sebastian, that sounds like you put together an all-star team for this album. I mean, how'd you do that?
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It sounds like you put an all-star team together for this album with those guys. How did you get all the guys together?
Hear you. It's so fucking frustrating. I'm sorry. What? I can't hear you. Try this one more time.
It sounds like you put an all-star team together for this new album. I mean, how did you get those guys? I mean, that's awesome. An all-star team.
Okay. How did I get those guys? I had on my last record, Kicking and Screaming, I had John Five on one song called Tunnel Vision, and everybody loved it. I've known Duff for 20 years, since Skid Row, we first toured with Guns N' Roses on the Use Your Illusion tour. And I play in a corporate super group band with Duff and Steve Stevens. And I was on under a deadline to make my new CD. And I was on a tour bus with Duff. We were driving to the show in Australia. We were opening up for Aerosmith and Van Halen. This was like a year ago.
Wow.
And I just said to Duff, I go, hey, you wanna write some tunes and be on my new record? And he goes, what kind of tunes? And I go, rude. And he goes, bad? I can do dirty. That's what we did. So it's just I'm a big fan of Duff McKagan. Big fan of John Five on the guitar, super big fan of Steve Stevens, so I'm very lucky and honored to play with these incredible musicians. It's great.
That's what I'm saying. It's an all-star team. And, I mean, you never have problems with egos clashing, right? I mean, I'm saying, like, when you get guys like that together, I mean, you know, everybody's a superstar. You ever have, you know, ego problems there, or is everybody gel?
No ego problems. Duff is one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. He has a great book out called It's So Easy and Other Lies. He's sober. I'm newly sober for a year or something.
Congratulations.
We both used to be experts at drinking and other things. We were very, very good at that. But now, no, there's absolutely no ego problems with a guy like Duff. In my experience in this business, the nicest guys are always the most talented guys. The guys that are bitter assholes are usually the ones that are not in it for the music for some other reason. I started singing when I was 8 years old in a church choir, and I got into rock and roll when I was like 9 or 10. I was into choral music before I was into rock music. So I'm a singer first and foremost. That's what I love to do. And Duff lives to hammer on that bass and write incredible songs like Welcome to the Jungle. That's a pretty good one. And that's what he's into. He's also a successful author. And I'm actually doing my first book now for HarperCollins. And so we have a lot of things in common.
Yeah. Hey, Sebastian, you got the also on top of there, right after the CD comes out, you have the reality show, Sing Your Face Off, is kicking off too. So give us a little background on that.
Sing Your Face Off, I wouldn't qualify that as specifically a reality show. It's a singing competition show, like the world needs another one of those. The twist on that is that we are not portraying ourselves on the show. We are transforming into other people. And, some interviewers say to me, hey, Sebastian, you're actually a singer, so you must, be more cut out for the show than the other people. And I'm like, no, because I'm good at being me. I don't really want to, imitate some other person. So you're going to watch me wrestle with that on live television. It's kind of funny. It starts May 31st at 9 p.m. on ABC TV. It's 8 episodes. John Lovitz, Carmen Electra, Debbie Gibson, Richard Simmons. Lots of people are coming at you for this explosion of American culture in your living room. Here it comes.
That sounds like a pretty cool collection of people. I mean, you got some different genres definitely over there. But you mentioned that you're sober for about a year now, but you party with some of the best. And I know when you guys toured with Guns N' Roses with Skid Row, you got some fucking classic stories. Why don't you throw us one of the real highlight reel ones?
I heard everything right up to the end. What's the last part?
Give us like a highlight reel partying story when you guys were touring with Guns N' Roses.
Give me some highlights of the partying day. well, basically, like, we're lucky to be alive, you know? I mean, Duff's pancreas exploded. He didn't quit drinking because maybe he didn't even want to quit drinking. His doctor told him if he doesn't quit, he's going to die. His pancreas exploded. That can't be very much fun.
No.
There's so many people. It's like a laundry list of dead people from this industry. I don't even need to go into it, but I just want to be healthy and live a long life. That's pretty much it. And I'm not like normal people. I always have this fucked up thing in my head where, oh, maybe I can just have a little bit. I'm not one of those people because I don't know when to stop. Good to me, I don't want to stop. Most people can stop. I when I start drinking, we're staying up till the sun comes up, and we're going to fucking get crazy, and we go to jail, and I'm sick of that.
Yeah. Sebastian, is that when you left Skid Row, I mean, you guys were going to open up for Kiss on their reunion tour, right, in 96?
Yes.
Now, how the fuck can those guys not want that gig? That's got to be one of the best gigs to get. First of all, Kiss is, icons. And then to open up for that tour, it's amazing. How the fuck can they walk off from that one?
Well, you would have to ask them that. I always get in trouble when I am honest.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. But I'm always in trouble, so I'm kind of used to it. You would have to ask them that. I don't feel like really. You would have to ask them why they didn't want.
Okay,
to.
I got you.
I wanted to.
Yeah, sure. I mean that was like an amazing, tour for the ages to with Kiss coming back with full makeup and the four original members. But Skid Row to me is Sebastian Bach. Sebastian Bach, not in Skid Row. I mean, it's there is no Skid Row. So I mean, that was their loss. But how do you transcend to do from the Broadway things to doing the metal singing? I mean, that's such a completely different territory. Both of them, but you nailed both of them perfectly.
Oh, thank you, dude. Well, when I was on Jekyll and Hyde on Broadway, it reminded me of when I was in the church choir. And I don't know if you saw that Broadway show, but the very last song where Dr. Jekyll gets married and then transforms into Mr. Hyde during the wedding, the song that I came out for that scene was one of the songs I sang in the church.
Wow.
And so I would walk out to that, and it totally felt like I was back in the church. I like all kinds of music. I find the sad thing about rock and roll fans is that they seem to be so narrow-minded sometimes as to what they're allowed to like. I like everything. I don't look for a reason to not like something. I dig music, and there's lots of great kind of music in theater and rock and roll, and there's many, many great kinds of music, not just one.
Greg, it seems we got some difficulty on the line with Sebastian. Unfortunately, we just had a real funny question for him, about how does he feel about, Jay-Z and these, rap artists getting popularity over the metal guys and the rock guys.
Hey, Joe, I see. How does he feel about fucking stepping outside, for Christ's sake? What the fuck? The whole conversation. All I hear is, I guess they're building a set or something. Go in the bathroom. Shit,
yeah,
I saw many interviews sitting on it. You and I did an interview last night. I was sitting on the fucking toilet.
I've done interviews. Bro, one of my favorite interviews that I actually did a sports segment for Sirius XM Radio, I did it from a stall in Wrigley Field while I was fucking hammered, pissing and shitting. I actually
nice.
Did
sports.
You do what you got to do. So, whatever. Listen, no harm done. Let's just give him the plugs out there. SebastianBach.com, Facebook.com/SebastianBach. Same on Twitter and same on Instagram. He's got the reality competition singing show, like he said, Sing Your Face Off, and also his new CD, Give Him Hell, came out April 22nd. Obviously, everybody remembers Sebastian Bach from Skid Row and all of his solo stuff he's done since 96 when he when him and his bandmates parted ways. But hey, Greg, listen, you take the good with the bad. It was a good interview, but we couldn't hear each other very well. So,
step outside, go to the bathroom.
I agree. But hey, what are you gonna do?
15 minutes. Holy Christ.
Anyway. Shit happens, bro. I'm not gonna fucking lose sleep over it. Listen, why don't we let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after this message
with the rest of Extreme Radio.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Pitaro and Greg Valentino.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and extreme radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
Hey, everybody, this is Don Brewer from Grand Funk Railroad, and you're listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
Hey, this is Sebastian Bach, and you are listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
Oh, how the fuck are you? Max Cook here. Let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun talking to Joe and Greg. A couple of top-shelf margaritas, those two. Now, you're going to do me a favor. You're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Max Cook, M-A-X-K-O-C-H, you strunts. And you're going to watch my videos, and you're going to fucking like them, or we're going to have a problem.
This is Ernie Banks. You listen to Greg and Joe. They're great guys.
What's up, guys? James Maslow here, and you're listening to Joe and Greg on Extreme Radio.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, it's Max Martini from 50 Shades of Grey, and you're listening to Greg Valentino and Joe Pitaro on Extreme Radio.
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. Check it out.
You are listening to Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX for Men magazine, with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Pitaro. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiotero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Extreme Radio.
And thanks once again to the one and only Sebastian Bach for joining Gregory and myself on the Extreme Radio. But Greg, right now, we're being joined by a very lovely young lady.
Oh, God.
A very, very lovely young, and I use the word young, and I should even say young lady, and that is former teen mom, Miss Farrah Abraham. Farrah, welcome to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, you're harder to track down than Eric Snowden. You know that?
No.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter because we got you on now. And, Farrah, I got to tell you, your publicist sent me the e-book version of your first of your series. Now, I had purchased the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy from my wife, and I didn't read them. But I flipped through them, and yeah, you know, they were pretty hot. They had some good shit in it. Yours blows them away. Why don't you give us a little insight into your series that you got coming out?
The teaser in the making, I think there's so many questions of how and what goes into how celebrity sex tapes ever come about. And I think the popularity of that has played out in media time and time again. And so I wanted to write something interesting and lots of fantasies, and I think that is what the first book in the making is all about in the Celebrity Sex Tape series.
And give us a little insight. You have a little personal experience doing that. So how much of that stuff did you kind of relate towards for what your real life experience into the novel?
I mean, personally, my life experiences and what I've learned and et cetera is very much separate from the main character in this book, Fallon Opal. So it has to be separate for like legal reasons. But on a real note, I think it is amazing when it comes to erotic scenes and a character developing. And I think it's like maybe one of your best friends who, you know, is in this spot and they figure out that, wow, I could make this a celebrity sex tape. So I think it's very relatable and also fantastic to read when you're probably in your own private time. So you know, guys enjoy it or their girlfriends, so whichever.
It's a good bathroom read is what you're saying.
Yeah,
yes. It's a good bathroom read. Now, let me ask you a question. What about, you? Didn't you come out with a line of sex toys as well?
So July 3rd is the actual release for the Celebrity Sex Tape series that you can pre-order now. And then July 7th, the novelty toys come out. And those are mainly for men right now.
Right. Well, oh, why? You're going to go towards toys for women as well? I mean, do you have that in the works or, you know?
Yes.
Really?
So I'm just filling out how the first... I'm actually filling out how others fill out their first line of novelty toys. And then I'm hopefully can do some for women. So I'm excited. I never thought I'd be able to do this. So I just want to give it my all.
I tell you though, Farrah, I had sent Greg the link to that video they have up when they were doing the molds for you.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God. I was dying watching that. It was so fucking hot. And how did that look? When they poured that like plaster on you, it must have felt kind of weird though, right?
I mean, I'm sure you would want plaster all over you too. Come on.
I think I would definitely get off on that.
Did.
Sure.
It was fun. I was like, how do I make sex toys? And they showed me.
No, I mean, do you like blush when you watch some of this stuff? Are you like, oh my God, or is it like exciting for you? Do you get like, you know, is it exciting to make these things and do these things and see what you're, you know, coming out with, or, you know what I mean?
I think everyone would think life changes and what we go through is exciting. So
right.
I think when I look back, I can't regret things. I'd rather be like, wow, I'm happy I was there. I learned it and moved on. So I will say it was pretty awesome to see one of the largest novelty toy manufacturers in California and see like their showroom and see what other countries are having. And I think as long as it's done in a healthy, tasteful way, I'm okay with it.
All right. That's what my next question, Farrah, is going to be, because, you know, you've made a great name for yourself. And now that you're, you know, you're kind of getting, you know, you're a sexy girl, a very pretty girl yourself. And the fact that you're kind of getting towards the adult stuff, have you had anybody in the adult industry approach you and say, hey, would you be, you know, do you want to get into porn? Or, I mean, I'm not saying that you wanted to, and I'm asking, have they approached you with that stuff or any of that? Or,
I mean, I think there's lots of industry people who have chosen to be porn stars, and yes, they've brought up that, you know, would you be in my videos and take it a bit further? And I think I've passed on all of those options because that's not really where I'm going in my future.
Right.
Don. And I know, I feel like half the time I'm shunned for just creating one thing I've ever done in my whole life. And then on the flip side, there's so many people who are like, oh, it's not really even a bad thing. And others do it all the time. So I just am always conflicted with that. And I mean, I'm just learning from what the public says, I guess.
No, I don't think you didn't do anything bad. I mean, listen, let me tell you something. You're just being forward and creative of what you want. There's nobody in this world, unless you're a nun. You know, women have sex. Women have sexual desires. Women are sexy, and there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, and I'm not talking from a horny old man point of view. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying to you, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, don't listen to people. People are haters. You know, you're just being innovative and creative. You know, I mean, and there's
innovative
nothing wrong
and
with
creative. Yeah,
absolutely. You could very easily, you know, go the norm, but I mean, you're doing, I think what you're doing is fine.
Thank you.
I'm sure you don't want to always be known as the teen mom. I mean, that's a great step, right? But don't you, I mean, you're trying to diversify, no?
I mean, I just feel like everyone who has been a teen mother or a teen dad or teen something, we obviously evolve and we become adults. So I'm happy that I was a teen mom, but I'm also happy that I am just a grown-up and a wonderful mother now. So either way, I mean, I'm not judging here nor there.
Right. No, but I'm saying you don't want to be just known as a teen mom, obviously. I think you're looking to be more creative, and you want to get into movies and stuff, like regular, you know, like be you want to get into acting and doing
mainstream,
all that stuff? You want to,
yeah.
Yeah, mainstream acting, and you know.
I am dabbling in some movies right now that'll be out shortly, so I'm very excited, and maybe it'll be like a major box office. Who knows?
You never know, right? I mean, I'll tell you what, I've done a few movies myself, and it's the hardest freaking thing, you know. People don't realize that acting is very, very hard. It's not easy, you know, because I'm a hyper guy, and they're always telling me, slow it down, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I'm the same yeah. way, and I think in the real world, we need to be hyper and go, and then to control your emotions and act out of character, it's a little bit different, but I'm happy for the experiences for sure.
Now, where are you in like romantically in your life? Do you have a partner right now? Are you, you know?
Romantically, I am taking Dr. Jen Berman's advice that I was on from VH1 Couples Therapy, and I'm just trying to make sure I have a matchmaker who is helping me and finding the right men for me. So that's just how it's been. I'm just dating right now.
Right. Well, because I mean, you know, when you're already out there in the spotlight, it's hard to. A lot of guys, you know, they just want to, you know, because you have a celebrity status, they want to date, you know, hate that. It's hard to meet somebody that takes you seriously when you're, you know, when you're in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
strange. You know,
I mean, I've burst through that bubble of people not taking me serious. I think in real life. If we're not just being on TV shows and, you know, doing those type of things and talking about those subjects, I'm very serious and I do other business ventures and I have actually a good support system where I'm at and who I date. So it's okay.
Are you going to be like a soccer mom though? I mean, how old is your kid? How old is your child?
Little Soph, she is 5 now.
Wow. 5.
Yeah. I'm happy that she's 5. It's a wonderful age, and I'm not probably ever going to be a soccer mom.
No.
What are you going to make the soccer dads get all freaking crazy if you are on the sideline there? But you know what? I saw the clip with Dr. Phil, and he's just a complete dick. And what he did to you was, like, to me, it was just totally out of line. You're doing what you need to do, and you're doing what you want to do, and you're an adult, and so what that you're choosing to do adult toy lines and erotic novels. I tip my hat to you for doing that because you got what it takes. And you, I mean, just, you know, anybody that sees your photograph knows that you can pull that off. Look at Dr. Phil. He can't play that fucking game. So who is he to start throwing and casting fucking stones at you? I think people
Dr.
are
Phil
fucked up by
own,
doing that.
Yeah, he has his own situations and so does his family. I mean, luckily I don't run a show where I have to act like I'm helping somebody and I'm really not. So I understand that he's doing his thing. But you know, whatever. I should explore my sexuality. I should be happy that I take care of my body and I, you know, take care of how I look. I'm happy about that. And I'm not really crossing any boundaries that I would regret later on.
Trust me.
Not at all.
Farrah, trust me. If you don't know me, but trust me. I could be a Dr. Phil show for every day of the week with my issues. Trust me, I'm whacked. But Mrs.
What
Greg
do you want to go on Dr. Phil for?
I don't want to go on Dr. Phil, but I'm saying he'd have a field day with me. He could do 5 shows. He could do a week's worth of shows and still not touch all my issues. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Google me and you'll see. But no, but don't listen to him. I mean, these guys, you know, that's obviously he's got to do that. You know, I've been on a million shows myself. And a lot of, you know, it's all for, you know, what he really means and what he really feels inside. He's doing it for the audience. He has to come off like that. I didn't even see the show, so I don't even know what the hell he said to you. But I can imagine,
okay.
You know, by what Joe was saying.
Yeah, no,
you know?
he was taking shots at Farrah, and, you know, she was upset, and he saw she was upset, and he didn't pull back. And, I mean, as a man to a woman, I mean, all right, that's his job is to host a show. His job isn't to try to berate somebody and be a total jerk-off about it. So I thought that was totally out of line. And then, you know, then the audience applauds and stuff. So it was kind of nauseating. I mean, I'm watching the YouTube clip of it, getting ready to do our interview, and I'm like,
oh, this guy's, you know, what a schmuck. Why is he doing this? I mean, I think it's great what you do. I mean, listen, I'm a guy. Guys love to look at hot women. They love porn. They love sex toys. They do things with their wives or girlfriends at home. Who has a problem with that? I mean, it's amazing that somebody would even take issue with that.
I mean, didn't Dr. Phil get a divorce? I mean, who knows?
There's maybe if he had some of his boys, he wouldn't have.
I don't know. But he'll be the first one, believe me, he'll be the first one to buy your book and your toys. So
yeah.
he'll probably want you to send me a free sample. I want to see what they're all about. Next thing you know, you hear his wife screaming from the next room. But anyway, so what else? Like, what do you, if you could write your own, like, future, what are you looking at? Like, what would you love to really get into? I mean, you know, is it just movies, television? Do you want to create, like, do you want to write your own television shows? What would, like, what would Farrah, if Farrah could write her own history, what would you do?
So I am very much a serial entrepreneur. Like, I do not believe in Farrah's just going to be in entertainment the rest of her life. Me personally, I find that boring. So I'm starting my restaurants. I'm getting ready to open up the two first locations in Austin, Texas.
Cool.
So
nice.
That's where I've kind of been sneaking away to right now and getting that going. And then on the side, you know, I'm dabbling in movies right now and then hopefully moving towards developing, like, master plan communities. I just personally like developing and hopefully better the world in some way and impact lives. So that's kind of my plan.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I said before, you're innovative, you're creative. I think that's great. I don't see you in that light, you know. I don't blame you. You're coming out with some X-rated stuff. Who cares? You know, that's great and that's awesome. But you also, I mean, here you're talking about putting together a restaurant and everything. That's I love it. I hope one day I can get down to Austin, Texas and eat down there, you know?
Well, hopefully maybe there'll be some in New York and who knows, all over the world. So.
Oh, that would be great. See, that I like that thinking, you know?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So you have your site is farrahabraham.me. So if guys
.com, yeah.
I found it on .me. Is it .com also?
Yes, whatever
okay,
you would like. But otherwise, I think just follow me on Twitter, F1Abraham, and I'm sure Instagram and Facebook and all these things to keep in touch. And then maybe I'll be in your city. We have lots of like parties and different stuff coming up. So I'm excited I get to travel all the time.
Oh, I would love to be at a party with you. Are you kidding me? So
absolutely.
Give me a little insight now.
Something here.
What is the name of that product that they did the mold of your, you know, most private of areas, your beautiful vagina?
So it's just Farrah Abraham Pleasure Product Line. And as the line extends and, like, gets more, then it just stays to that name. I'm not going into the actual each product name, because I'm sure you guys can figure it out when you see it.
Okay, can we get free samples, like Greg said, from Dr. Phil? What? He might say that as a joke, but I'm saying it seriously. I want to do a product review of it.
You reach out to the PR, and she'll send you some samples, and I'm sure you can just send them to your friends, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to send them to his friends. He'll use them himself.
I'll send them used to my friends. I ain't letting that thing go.
Maybe you're going to have, like, a sex toy party at your house. I don't know.
Oh, shit, yeah. So now the mold of your vagina, is that almost like, I guess it would be kind of like a life-size fleshlight kind of?
Yes. So
okay,
we do, there will be a stroker, and then there will be like front penetration and backdoor penetration. I think those are just the favorites, and so let's just keep it simple.
Yeah, I need to use the backdoor penetration on the toy because I don't get that at home. So
maybe you're going to make your own, you know, sex tape.
Oh, that would be great. I'm going to hit a publicist up, Greg. I want one of these toys now. I'm getting a little excited.
Tapes, the book, the tapes, the toys, right? You want
you're
it all.
You're going to be in a coma.
Oh, my God.
The whole
between
number.
Reading her book and hearing these toys. But you got some really good stuff going on. And, you know, I'm glad that we finally connected here on this show. But
yes.
What like Greg was saying, you got some other stuff, like, you know, he asked you, like, what you got going on. So as far as what people can look for you to see, now give us these dates again, because our listeners are a little stonard sometimes, they forget. So when is the book coming out, and what is the line of toys coming out?
Yes, so the book launch is in July 3rd, and it's in L.A., and also The novelty toys are out July 7th, and that launches in LA as well. So you can see them in the stores and online and grab them as you want, and you're going to be one happy camper with all this stuff together.
Oh, I'm sure. Or water-based lube. Make sure that doesn't take away.
Oh,
that
boy.
It's an experienced person talking here in the live here. But now...
I mean, it comes with it.
Oh, perfect. Now, where can people find these things? On your site are they going to be, or somewhere else?
No, they will be on the company's website. So Allure Escape Publishing, they have their own websites, and also they partner with Barnes & Noble and all the major bookstores and retailers. Cool. And then also for the novelty toys, so they'll be in sex toy shops and online and all the retailers as well. So it'll be very convenient and private all at the same time. So if you want to keep it secret, you got it.
All you have to do is follow her on Twitter, and I'm sure she'll release where you can see it and get it and all that stuff, right?
And we'll retweet it.
Yeah, and we will retweet it. We'll be retweeting like crazy.
And how long in between volumes of your novel series are we looking at?
And so the next one, so the second one is The Secret's Out, and that comes out around Halloween. And then the last and final one, Love Through Limelight, is coming out around Valentine's Day of next year.
Wow. So, hey, you know what? We had Max Martini on the cover of a magazine a couple of issues ago. He's in the 50 Shades of Grey movie, and that's coming out Valentine's Day of 2015. So when your movie premieres from your book series, we're going to have you on the cover.
Well, let's do it. I'm excited to see the
movie,
too.
Oh, that's a soundbite, Greg. You're going to have to cut that soundbite out. That would be cool, though. But imagine if your thing would ever turn into a movie like 50 Shades was, that would be so fucking cool. So that would be great.
I mean, I feel like there's so many movies and so much video in my life already. They keep asking, so who would be in your real movie of this? And I'm thinking Jessica Alba right now for the main character. But we will see.
Oh, well, if you need somebody to play opposite you, me and Greg are definitely going to be raising our hands and hoping that you choose us. Even as
you guys are ready
to stunt doubles.
You're up for it?
No.
Okay.
Believe me, we're up for it.
Sarah, we're going to be heading to break soon, so let's make sure we check out sarahabraham.com and also check her out on Facebook and Twitter, and that's under, it's F1 Abraham on Twitter. That's correct, right?
Yes.
F1 Abraham, you see her, we're following her on our Twitter account, and also tomorrow morning when this article will update, the preview article, and add you on it with all your links on there. And then we will send you guys the link for this, and I'd like to thank you so much for joining Greg and myself tonight. This was, I'm kind of blushing here. I feel a little flustered.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I will
glad
talk
you were
to you
long,
soon. Okay, bye.
Take care.
Thank
now.
You, Farrah.
That was former teen mom, Miss Farrah Abraham, and I need a cigarette, and I don't even smoke, bro. So
I was going to say the same thing. I'm already blowing smoke circles over here.
Oh, my God. I'm leaking over here. But I think it's a good time to go to break because we're starting to... Now there's no girl on the line, so it's getting a little fucking, you know, like a little fanoikia-like over here. So let's go to fucking break now. We'll be back right after this quick word. Extreme Radio Break. So.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, it's Rita from Mobwise, and you're listening to Greg and Joe from Extreme Radio, and you know what? You better listen, or else.
Hey, this is Dan Hardy from the UFC. You're listening to Greg and Joe, Extreme Radio.
Hi, I'm Shannon Sharp, Fitness RX for Men. Bam!
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and extreme radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
everybody. This is Ron Bumblefoot Saul, and you're listening to Joe Piattaro and Greg Valentino on Extreme Radio. Yeah!
Oh, how the fuck are you? Max Cook here. Let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun talking to Joe and Greg. A couple of top-shelf margaritas, those two. Now, you're going to do me a favor. You're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Max Cook, M-A-X-K-O-C-H, you strunts. And you're going to watch my videos. And you're going to fucking like them. Or we're going to have a problem.
This is Big Andy, and you're listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio, and you better fucking listen.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Pat Cooper, and you're listening to Greg and Joe, because everybody who has brains listens to Greg and Joe, even me.
Hey, what's up? Mario Lopez here, and we're at Gio's Brooklyn Boxing Club doing a photo shoot for Fitness RX for Men.
You are listening to Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX for Men magazine, with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Piattaro. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiattaro@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Extreme Radio.
And sincere thanks to Sarah. I don't even know if I recovered. I got to do this fucking live read now, and I don't know if I can handle it, because all I keep thinking about is that fucking sex toy that I'm going to get in the mail, and I'm going to just fucking pulverize. I'm going to fuck it so hard. All right, let's get to this there. CSweat.com. These are our buddies over there at Celebrity Sweat. We just put a new video up a couple of days ago, and there'll be another one following, I believe, on Thursday. There'll be another one up. But hey, fitness fans. Looking for the best behind-the-scenes look at how your favorite athlete and celebrities train? Go to csweat.com. That's C-S-W-E-A-T.com to get your best celebrity workouts today. And stay tuned for more training tips from Eric, the trainer, right here at your Extreme Radio, FitnessRxForMen.com, and csweat.com. For more, each and every week you will check out your C-Sweat, Eric, the trainer, videos with different celebrities, professional athletes, and the like, and that is a good thing, and we're very happy to have those guys on board. But Greg, just quickly before we get into our final segment, next week we're going to have the lovely Drita DeVanzo from the Mob Wives on the show, and you know
I love Drita.
Mob Wives. Drita is gorgeous, but she can kick ass too, man. She fights on that fucking show.
She'll punch you in the face and not even think twice. She's
bro,
a bad
I
bitch.
Wouldn't even hit her back. I'd be so fucking scared.
I know, right? Yeah, she's hot. She's hot. I wouldn't hit her back. I'd love it if she was hitting me.
I'd probably start leaking. I'd get pre-cum if she hit me, probably. That's what I got going on right now. But what's going on, bro? Besides, we deliver Sebastian Bach and Farrah Abraham in one fucking episode, and now...
Farrah was we didn't even know she was going to call in. That was kind of a shock to us. That was a treat, to be honest with you, everybody.
It was
not planned.
We've been trying to get a date with Farrah, to do a pre-record, to do a live, and it just hasn't happened yet. And this was kind of like last-minute kind of thing where her publicist said she's going to be able to do it, and I thank all everybody, kudos and hats off to all involved for
absolutely.
Getting
that. That was sweet. I wasn't prepared for it, but you know me, I can smell a young girl from a mile away. You know what I mean?
Oh, bro.
That's the creeper in me. My daughter calls me, you're a creeper. You're a creeper. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't help it, bro. You need to go to a freaking, I don't know what to say anymore. But anyway, you know me. I would tell you to send me some of them samples and shit like that you're going to get from her, but I know that they'll be all fucking jizzed on already by the time I get them from you, so I'm like, okay, I mean, I love you, Joe, but I don't want any of those dirty fucking samples, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, bro. You're going to have to fucking rob them from me. I ain't giving them up freely, but we'll see what happens. Maybe we can get a whole bunch, you know, before somebody else fucking snags them on the fucking house, all of those stuff.
Nah, that's okay. That's all right. I'm believe me, I'm good. But it was nice to talk to her. She's actually a pretty smart girl. She's
great. Yeah, no, listen.
She's got it going on, to be honest with you.
Listen, she was on TV, and a lot of those other teen wives, you don't even know who they are. She's the one that ended up becoming, like, you know, the name, the one that you know from that show, and she's using that beauty of hers and using it right. To me, I think everything she's doing is great. You know, good for her. I mean, if I look like that, you don't think I'd be fucking using that to my advantage?
Absolutely. I wish you looked like that.
No, I'm a fucking greasy guinea with a big nose. I can't pull fucking none of that shit out. So,
dude, I got a big beak, too. Trust me, that's Italian. You know, that's who was that? Matter of fact, that was your aunt, right? That said that shit. When me, you, and Vinny Pazienza with the photos of us, who was that? That was your aunt that said that?
Yeah,
on,
yeah,
the comment?
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. So if anybody here wants to see a funny picture, go to our Facebook and you'll see me, Joe, and Vinny Pazienza, the boxer. We're all together and, you know, it was like the battle of the guinea noses. You know what I mean?
Man. I don't know how we all fit in that same fucking picture with those fucking beaks all fucking smacking into each other.
Well, you know, he's not from New York, though. Vinny's from where? Portland or something like that? Where's he? Not Portland,
Pennsylvania or something? I don't even, you know what, he did tell
no,
us.
No, Maine, yeah, Portland, Maine. Isn't that where he's from or no?
Maine, maybe it was somewhere, yeah. I think we were in the green room for Johnny P. He was telling us. Oh, yeah, Late Night with Johnny P. Make sure you check Late Night with Johnny P. out, me and Greg. They didn't air that episode yet, but you will get YouTube links and stuff like that on the website and on our Twitter and all of that stuff. But, yeah, make sure you check out LateNightWithJohnnyP.com. He's our good buddy, Johnny Potenza.
Yeah, Johnny's a good man. Johnny, did you see that? We did a thing with everybody out there. Did we already, we aired that with Big Ange, right? We aired our thing with Big Ange already or no?
Yeah. That was on June 12th, yep.
All right, did you see that the guy got killed us at her bar the other day?
Yes, I did. Outside her bar, there was a fucking corpse laying there. Somebody got whacked.
It was a good friend of hers, too. She was really, they said she was devastated by it. He didn't get whacked. He got in a fight, and some guy cold-cocked him.
Didn't he hit him on the ground or some shit?
Yeah, he was. They said he was like 300 or 350 pounds. He was a big guy, but he didn't see the punch. A guy cold cocked him, knocked him out, and he hit his head on the concrete. And I guess when you fall and you're 300 something pounds, you fall hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know the old saying: the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah, well, that's true in that sense. Yep.
I mean, he died. You know, and they said Big Ange, who, by the way, Joe and I know her brother very well, so he works on the Johnny P. show.
Oh, he's great, that guy. That, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, he's a good, big help to
Steven,
Johnny P.
Right?
But
Steve, his name was, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Steven, yeah. So Big Ange's brother, Big Ange's knife.
Steve Rayola,
yeah.
He was fucking behind-the-scenes guy. He was fucking gotten everything done, man. That guy was a champ.
Yeah, he was a champ. You know, he was definitely good. But good thing you weren't wearing your sandals. I don't know if he would have helped out. But did you burn them things yet or what?
Burn them. I was wearing them before when I was fucking doing chemicals in the fucking pool, bro.
No.
Yeah.
No, those Jesus sandals.
Bro, when I go on vacation, I'm going to fucking text you a picture of them. Just my feet sitting in the fucking beach chair.
Dude, do you groom your toenails and shit or no?
I don't groom them. I clip them, but I don't go to no fucking fag fucking nail salon for that shit. I don't let them grow like talons.
Did your wife like the sandals on you? She said, I like those. You know what I mean? My girlfriend liked that shit. I'll never wear it, though. Never.
She don't give a shit, but she don't notice nothing, man.
No, you couldn't wear, like, you know, the rubber Adidas sandals? You have to wear those Jesus sandals?
I like the Jesus sandals.
Now, have you worn that your whole life?
When did I start wearing them? You know, when I first bought those was actually for my honeymoon, so like fucking 19 years in August. Yeah, so fucking, I've been wearing sandals like that a long time, man. You know, I used to wear the Decks. Remember Decks and Skips?
Oh, God, Skips.
The white shoes.
I never wore any of that shit, though. My father wears that shit, those Skips. That's because he doesn't want to tie his fucking shoes, the lazy fuck. He wears those Skips.
I used to wear, that was all my old beach attire, was the Skips or the Decks. And then I, as I got older, I graduated to fucking Jesu Christo.
Marlon. What about Capizios? You remember the Capizios, the little white ones? The little white shoes I used to wear?
Bro, we were talking on the Big Ange interview, I had said it, and I'll fucking say it again because I'm so proud of it. I had three colors, white, black, and gray.
Capizios?
Yeah. I had different colors to match different fucking, you know, pairs of fucking pants or suits and shit that I was wearing.
Holy
I was
Christ.
A fucking sharp fucking cuisine when I was a fucking kid, bro.
Dude, I used to wear that shit, too. Remember Sweetor pants? They don't make that shit
Sweetor,
no more.
Sweetor, yeah. O-R-R,
you know Sweetors?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to wear all that shit, man. Now we're, you know, now we're really getting into the, you know, our listeners, unless they're young, I mean, unless they're older, the young ones, they won't know, they'll be like, what are these old guys talking about and shit?
Cavarici,
you know?
Jeans?
Cavarici, I still got, I think I have an old pair of them still falling around.
It was like the fucking, almost like the 80s, 90s. That was like that, almost like that, you know, the mullet and the fucking boat shirts and those, like, workout sweatshirts that look like bat wings.
Right. They were high-waisted, though. Those things, you could pull that shit up and not wear, like, my freaking clothes off in front of me.
Oh, bro,
look
I used to wear that with this skin-tight fucking polo shirt. You know, I was in good shape when I was younger, you know. I wasn't an old fuck then. I was a fucking, you know, I was a good-looking kid, you know. So I used to fucking nice tan, the hair, the
me
nice
too.
Mullet and shit.
Me too, Joe. My girlfriend's walking around here naked right now. And
did you
she's,
put your finger in her asshole? I want to hear her yelp.
No, she. He said, put my finger in your asshole. She's like, oh, my God.
Oh,
she got that brown
shit.
Ass from, the, you know, from tanning, you know?
Oh, it's beautiful, right? Isn't it great? Aren't women just so
yeah,
fucking
look at that.
Mint?
Yeah, there's nothing like a woman's rear end, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's just
not fun. like a woman's ass. You know.
Look at the difference between a chick's butt and a guy's butt. I mean, you're talking like fucking apples and oranges doesn't even do it justice, bro.
It's like apples and coconuts, you know, with the hair on it.
Kiwi with the balls that hanging in the back.
Yeah, but my girlfriend's got a skinny ass. You like big asses, right? See, I like the small ass.
I don't mind either one. The big one, like a Kardashian, I see a picture of that.
Oh, no.
I love it. Oh, it's... Ooh.
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, he's talking about the Kardashians over here.
Oh, love it, bro.
Because I know it. I fucking hate that. I hate them, bro. I hate the... I can't watch that shit.
Oh,
I
don't
can't
watch it,
that.
But when they show, like, on TMZ or one of those...
Nah, I don't find them attractive at all. The older one's not bad looking. The older one. The one that's married to the white dude. What the hell's his name?
To a white guy, they're all with fucking black guys, those chicks.
No. The older one is. The one that's... The guy's name, I think, is Scott. He's that girl. She's not... I think she's kind of cute, but I can't stand it. Too nerdy, dude. They're like, you know, 35 years old. They're still hanging out with their mother all day, all night, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, I forgot to do that. You know, that show was so set up. It's
oh, yeah. Tough. No, it's retarded. Would you hit
my
mother?
Girlfriend watches that. Dude, would I bang it, did you say?
Yeah, would you hit Kris Jenner?
So I hit Bruce Jenner, bro.
I'd fuck him with a box of Wheaties on my head.
I'd rather fuck him than the fucking wife. You gotta be kidding me. She's gross. No, listen, all jokes aside.
He's looking more like a chick every day, so he's not bad now. I'd fuck him.
Dude, let me do it. Dude, I grew up. Wait, listen to me. They ruined Bruce Jenner. They ruined
I know,
Bruce
what a
Jenner.
Shell of a man.
I grew up. I idolized him, bro. He won the, what was it, 1974, whatever it was, 72, when he won the decathlon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was
the guy was the greatest athlete in the world, Sports Illustrated Cousins.
He was the great. People don't realize that.
Wheaties,
I told my girlfriend. I say, you see that fucking transvestite? That thing was once the greatest athlete on the planet. Bruce Jenner, yes. If you young kids are watching or listening to us today, you're fucked up anyway. Listen to us. But anyway, if you kids are listening to us, Bruce Jenner... who was married to, you know, Kardashian's mother, that guy was once the greatest athlete on the planet. He won the decathlon. And he was jacked. Look what they did to him.
Yeah,
they
but
feminized
you know
him.
But think about it. He could fucking stick his head in that hamper every day. We're the fucking stupid ones, and he's the champ.
Dude, his daughters aren't too bad looking, though. They're not bad looking.
No, but I mean, when the ones that weren't his, no, they're nice, they're good looking too, but I mean, the ones that weren't his biological kids, like when Kim grew up and she was still living there, I jerk off in her fucking panties. Are you kidding me? They ain't my kids.
Nah, dude, she's, I can't hear her. She sickens me.
We're going to be fucking closing this bad boy out, so I just want to make sure everybody checks us out on fitnessrxmen.com. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. We also have the Extreme Radio Twitter page and Voice America channel, Voice America Network Variety channel, every Monday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can check us out, Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio. Greg, this was a pretty interesting show. It went by too quickly.
Yes, it was. And I want everybody to go out and buy a copy of fucking Farrah Abraham's Vagina, please.
Yes.
Let me know how you like it.
And I will give it scathing hot reviews when
Joe,
I finish fucking
scented?
Exploding in
does it. Does it come pre-scented?
You know what? I hope so, man. I really
does
do.
Does it come with a little tuna on it?
If not, I'll rub my wife's panties on it to get the natural scent.
Oh, bro, I don't want anything. Dude.
We got to go. Have a good night, guys. We'll see you next Monday.
Thank you for listening this week. Greg and Joe will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel with another edition of Extreme Radio. Now, go home and get your shine box.